It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings. We're Posey men's basketball. We're first game of the year. I've been used to saying Lady Vikings. Sorry about that. But first game of the year for the boys basketball team that we're playing at Evansville Central tonight against the Bears. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live here tonight from Central Gymnasium, or the John Wessel Court is what's named here on the basketball court tonight. But both teams coming into this game, neither one of them played. This is their first game of the season for both. And right before the Thanksgiving break, and let's see what's going on here between both of them. North Posey's back on the schedule again. They got another game this week. It's after Thanksgiving on Friday, and we got to travel to Washington to the Hatchet House, and then we'll bring that game to you live as well on WPIW. As for tonight's game, going in Central, both 0-0 on the season. Rusty Seymour comes in this game with a 59-32 record, and it's 5 years at North Posey. He's 77-59 and 7 years overall. He coached at New Harmony prior to being at North Posey. Rodney Walker is the head coach of Central. He has a 43-95 record in 7 years at Central. And over the last 40 years between these two schools, Central has won this series 20-7. But over the last couple meetings, North Posey is on a two-game win streak against Central. And that means, and also as well, Coach Seymour is also 2-0 as the head coach against Evansville Central. So he beat them back. They didn't play in 2019-2020 season or 2020-2021 season or the 2022-23 season. They didn't play. Dude, one of the facts was for COVID year, and the other one was just a but they played in 2021-22. That was the first time Seymour coached them, and North Posey beat Central 57-51. Then last year, the Vikings defeated the Bears 69-65, and that was at North Posey. So that's the only two times that in the last couple years, actually, those are the only two games those teams have played each other since the 2018-19 season when they played almost every year. So, but pretty interesting there. But last year, like I said, Vikings won 69-65 in that matchup. So, but a little more about this this game. We are Central returns quite a few key players from last year's team. In the last year's contest, Landon Richardson, he's a guard for Central. He scored 20 points in that game against North Posey, and he's back as well. He's back for the Bears, so he's a key weapon they need to watch out for. And another key weapon as well is number five, Zarian Moore. Moore last year, he had 12 points in the game against North Posey. So Moore and Richardson are two key players that North Posey needs to keep an eye on in this matchup. North Posey comes into this game with one starter returning from last year's team, and that is Austin Schmidt. He's a senior now this year. They lost four starters are gone due to graduation. So it's going to be a new group coming up this year, and we are going to have a new look of the Viking basketball. So hopefully we have another good year. Every year that Coach Seymour has coached North Posey, he's in his fifth season right now, but in the first four seasons, he has not had a losing record any of those four seasons. So he's had a winning record every year he has coached at North Posey. So hopefully he can keep that streak alive, and we can keep this rolling for the 2024-25 season. So we're about 3 minutes away from the start of this game. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem, and I'll bring you the starting lineup for tonight's game. You are listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstock, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs: 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Thank you for joining us, WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing live action here tonight. Starting lineups for tonight's game for North Posey will be senior number 12, Noah Kester. Next one will be senior number 21, Stone Rieken. Then we got senior number 23, Austin Schmidt. Sophomore, Brayden Compton. And the final player of the starting five is number 33, Ethan Mansfield. He's also a senior. And they're coached by Rusty Seymour. For Central, their starting lineup is number 5, Zarian Moore. Then guard number 12, Landon Richardson. Another guard, number 11, Isaiah Patterson. Then a forward, number 14, Kenyon Peoples. Then the last one is the forward, number 21, Davian Smith. And the Bears. I lost track of what I was doing there. They are coached by Rodney Walker. So that is your matchup for tonight's game. We got Kester, Rieken, Schmidt, Compton, and Mansfield from North Posey starting against Moore, Richardson, Patterson, Peoples, and Smith. So that is your starting lineup for tonight's game on both sides. So we're ready to have a tip-off here. So North Posey going with 4 seniors tonight and 1 sophomore in the starting lineup. So all 4 of their seniors this year on the roster. So that's what they're going with. We're going to have number 21, Davian Smith, jump against Brayden Compton here. Start off this tip off. And we're about squared away. Here we go. Referee's going right there. And we're tipping off. Central wins the tip off. Gets the ball to Landon Richardson. Richardson gets the ball to number 11, Isaiah Patterson. Patterson is playing point guard for the Bears. Patterson still handling the ball. Passes out to number 5, Zarian Moore. Moore last year gave North Posey some fits, scoring 12 points in the game. Now gave it to Richardson. Richardson threw in the middle there to number 21, Smith. And Smith laid it in. It's good. 2-point basket by Davian Smith. 2-0 Central. Austin Schmidt's got the ball for North Posey. Schmidt. And Schmidt just got fouled. And he got fouled by number 5, Zarian Moore. And that's Moore's first personal foul, first team foul of the first quarter for Central. So Schmidt's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. He gets it inbounds to Noah Kester. Kester's still handling the ball for the Vikings. Lifts up his dribble. Pass it over to Rieken. Rieken back to Kester. Kester takes a few dribbles. Kester lost control of it and was able to get it back. He got it over to Rieken. He fell down, but he was able to pass the ball to Rieken without getting called for a turnover. Schmidt got in the middle there and lit his dribble a little too soon. Got it out to Mansfield. Mansfield passed it over to Rieken. Rieken back to Schmidt outside the 3-point line. Schmidt still handling the ball for the Vikings. Pass it over to Kester. Kester goes up with a shot. Lays in, no good. Rebounded by Landon Richardson. Richardson comes up the court and tried to pass the ball to Davian Smith, and Stone Rieken knocked it out of the way. And they said it was off of Central, so it's going to be North Posey ball. And so Central in a full court press going in this game. Schmidt's got the ball for North Posey. Schmidt's speeding down, dribbling down the lane pretty quick. He got around 2 players. Tried to pass it over to Compton, but it was knocked away by Central. Smith laid it off the glass there. No good. Rebounded by Compton. Compton got the ball up the court to Kester. Kester still handling the ball for the Vikings. Pass it over to Mansfield. Mansfield still holding the ball without taking a dribble. Just decided to pass it back to Kester. Kester take a few dribbles. Handed it off to Schmidt. Schmidt handed it off to Mansfield. Mansfield still handling the ball. Mansfield passes over in the corner there. Rieken takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by number 11, Isaiah Patterson. Patterson got the ball to Kenny Moore. Or Zaria Moore. Zaria Moore and missed the basket. And he and ran Landon Richardson. It's got a call for his first personal foul of the game. For a reach-in call. It's Richardson's first personal foul. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for Central. 2-0 Central leads here with 5:48 left here in the first quarter. Noah Kester staying on the ball for North Posey. He's going to be like a little floor general this year, is what Coach Seymour Chet said. And he just lost the ball to Patterson, got it stolen from him. Patterson gives it over to Richardson, takes a three-point shot in the corner and nailed it. Three-point basket by Landon Richardson. 5-0 Central leads with 5:22 left here in the first quarter. Compton takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Zaria Moore. Moore went up the lane to Richardson. Richardson tried to lay it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Mansfield. Mansfield's got the ball. Bring it to court for the Vikings. And Mansfield just lost the ball, and it was recovered there by Richardson. Richardson laid it up off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Landon Richardson. 7-0 Central over North Posey. 4:50 left here, first quarter. North Posey trying to play a little bit of slower type of basketball, but Central likes to go run and gun, go up and down the court. And if you let Central do that style of ball, they're going to just take over this game quickly. So they already have. It's already 7-0. Schmidt takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 7-3 Central. 4:22 left here in first quarter. Zaria Moore got the ball for Central. He passes it back to Isaiah Patterson. Patterson take a few dribbles. Still dribbling the ball. Pass it over to Smith. Richardson gets it over in the corner there to number 14. Kenyon Peoples back out to Patterson. Patterson gives the ball to Richardson. Richardson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by it's by Schmidt. And Schmidt was able to get the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield's got across the 10-second line. Mansfield's still handling the ball. He was able to get the ball to, and he got it stolen there by Smith. And he was able, Moore missed the basket. And we got a charging call on Austin Schmidt. Schmidt just ran over Zaria Moore. So that's going to be his first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. And we got a timeout here. I'm not sure if it's going to be a 30-second or a full timeout here, but let's see what the referee says. It's just a 30-second timeout. So this first part of the game has been pretty quick. So pretty up, running gun up and down the court pretty fast for both teams. Central leads this game right now early on, 7-3. We got 3:31 left here in the first quarter. Austin Schmidt's got the only basket for North Posey. He nailed a three-point basket just about a minute ago. Leading the way for Central right now is Landon Richardson. He's got 5 points, and Damian Smith's got 2. And that's all scoring right now for Central. So not a bad game so far, but North Posey cannot let Central go up and down the court as run and gun type basketball, because they will wear down quickly on this group. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 25, Peyton Seymour. So he's in the game now for the Vikings. He came in the game for Noah Kester. Patterson's got the ball for Central. He's going the full length of the court. Patterson gets across the 10-second line. Down 3:23 left here on the clock. Moore's got the ball right now. Pass it back to Patterson. Patterson still not took a dribble yet. Pass it around the corner there to Richardson. Peoples tried to take a shot, and he lost it, and it went off the foot, and it went out of bounds off of number 21, Davian Smith. So it's going to be North Posey ball here with 3:08 left first quarter. Mansfield's going to inbound the ball. Like I said, Central's in a full-court press. Austin Schmidt's got the ball for the Vikings. Schmidt going down the baseline there. Goes up with it. Got it blocked. Lost control of it by Peoples. Peoples got the rebound to Patterson. Patterson bring the ball up the court for Central. Pass it over to Smith. Smith gives it over back to Patterson. Patterson passes it over to Moore. Xavier Moore back to Patterson. Patterson goes in the middle of the Peoples, back out to Xavier Moore. Moore gives it to Patterson for a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Braden Compton. Compton gets the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield gets across the 10-second line. Mansfield gets the ball to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt tried to drive the baseline, but they put up a wall there on him. Mansfield's got the ball. Mansfield passes it out to Seymour. Seymour takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Davian Smith. They get the ball up the court to Moore, and no good. Rebounded by North Posey. And we got a foul on Peoples, I believe. And it is. It's going to be on number 14, Kenyon Peoples. And that's his first personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Central. Coming in the game for Central is number 10, Tyler Hill. And number 23, Jordan Hudnall. So they got a couple substitutions coming in the game. Back in the game for the Vikings is number 12, Noah Kester. Kester came back in the game for Seymour. Schmidt got the ball across the 10-second line just in time. I take it back. I apologize for that. Kester came back in the game for Stone Rican. Compton takes a shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kyler Hill. Hill gets the ball across the 10-second line. Gets over to Moore. Moore back to Hill. Hill takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Kyler Hill. 10-3 Central. Minute 18 left here, first quarter. Mansfield brings across the 10-second line. Mansfield trapped, and we got a timeout by North Posey. Coach Seymour called a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here while we're waiting for the timeout. So we're 30-second timeout. North Posey trails Central 10-3. We've got about a minute and 10 seconds left here, first quarter. Not a great game, but North Posey's still in it, but it's not looking good right now. Central's getting the ball. They're moving the ball pretty quickly. Passes are pretty quick, and Central likes to play an up-style tempo as well. So North Posey's going to get the ball. They're going to inbound it underneath their basket. We come back into play here. But they trail 10-3 against Central. Minute 10 left here, first quarter. This North Posey group coming in here tonight, really the only player on the court right now that have experience is Mansfield and Schmidt. Schmidt was the only starter back from last year. But Mansfield was a sixth man last year for the Vikings. Actually, he has been sixth man for the last 2 years. So they're only two players that got varsity experience. So it's going to be a new look this year for the North Posey basketball team. Keep ball inbounds to Compton. Compton passes over to Mansfield. Mansfield gets the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt drives in the lane there. Goes up with it. Passes it over to Compton. Compton got it blocked. Mansfield passed the ball back out to Mansfield. They get it in to Kester. Kester tried to go up with it, and we got a foul. I'm not sure who that's on. And that's on number 10, Tyler Hill. That's his first personal foul, and that's the 14th foul of the quarter for Central. North Posey going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. It was a non-shooting foul. Seymour's got the ball, gets it in the middle there to Schmidt. Schmidt takes a bank shot, rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 10-5 Central. 32 seconds left here, first quarter. Landon Richardson's got across the 10-second line for Central. Richardson's just kind of laying back by the midcourt line. Down 19 seconds on the clock. Looks like they're just going to go for the last shot of the quarter. Gets over to Hill. Hill back to Richardson. Back to Hill. Hill gets in the middle there to Peoples, and North Posey knocked it out of bounds with 10.2 seconds left here in the first quarter. So Central's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket with 10 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter with a five-point lead on North Posey, 10-5. They get the ball into Smith, and Smith lays it in. It's good. Two-point basket by Davion Smith, 12-5. Posey and Braden Compton laid one off the glass right as time expired, and that's good. So 12-7 12-7 Central leads over North Posey. So that is the end of the first quarter. Central leads 12-7 over North Posey. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GM. Residential restrictions may apply. Exclude previous offer. See dealer for details.
We're back. Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. 12-7, Central leads over North Posey. Getting ready to start the second quarter. Looks like North Posey's going to get the ball to start the second quarter. And this game could have really got out of control if... But North Posey stayed in it, and they're only down five right now at the 12-7 mark. Schmidt's got five of the Vikings' 7 points, while Compton has the other two-point basket. So that's where we are right now for this game. North Posey inbounds the ball at midcourt, get the ball inbounds to Noah Kester. Kester's handling it right now for the Vikings, passes back to Schmidt. Schmidt passes it over to Peyton Seymour. Seymour takes a few dribbles. Passes it back over to Compton. Compton to Mansfield. Mansfield passes top the key to Kester. Kester passes it back to Mansfield. We're outside the three-point line. Mansfield lost control, but it was able to get to Schmidt. Schmidt takes a three-point shot, missed it. Rebounded by Zarian Moore. Davion Smith laid it up on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Davion Smith. 14-7 Central. 7:18 left here in the first half. Austin Schmidt got across the 10-second line for North Posey. Schmidt passed it to Mansfield. Mansfield took a few dribbles here. Passed it over to Seymour. Seymour back to Schmidt. Schmidt goes up with it. Got it blocked by Peoples. And we got a jump ball. And we're going to have a little scuffle here on the ground. And it's going to be a jump ball. So that jump ball, it's going to go to Central. In the game for North Posey is number 21, Stone Reekin, and number 11, Grant Coleman. So Grant Coleman's getting his first appearance for this season. Coleman last year had a couple good games. He's a good three-point shooter. So Central's going to inbound the ball. Patterson's got the ball for the Bears. Patterson pass it over to Moore. Zarian Moore pass it back to Patterson. Over this side, Richardson back to Patterson. Back over to Moore, back to Patterson. In the corner there, two more, and Moore just threw an alley-oop up to Zarian Moore for 2 points. 16-7 Central. 6:20 left here in the quarter. In the middle there to Compton. Compton laid on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Braden Compton. 16-9 Central leads. 6:08 left here in the second quarter. Zarian Moore has the ball. Pass it over to Patterson. Patterson didn't take one dribble and got the ball stolen. Braden Compton got the ball back for North Posey. get up court to Grant Coleman. Coleman, that's sort of Rican. Other side to Schmidt, and Schmidt just drew a foul on Zaria Moore. So Moore is going to get his second personal foul. That'd be his second personal foul, and that's the first team foul of the quarter for Central. So going the line for two free throw shots will be Austin Schmidt. Schmidt takes his first free throw shot off the rim, no good. So back in the game for Central is number 10, Kyler Hill. He's coming in the game for Zaria Moore. Schmidt did take a second free throw shot. It goes up off the rim, no good. So he went 0 for 2 there at the free throw line. That's not good. Patterson's got the ball for Central. Patterson's still dribbling the ball for Central outside the three-point line. Pass it over in the corner there to Kyler Hill. Hill takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Landon Richardson. Richardson gives the ball to Patterson. Over to Richardson for a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Austin Schmidt. And Schmidt just got fouled by number 21, Davion Smith. That's Smith's first personal foul, and this is the second team foul of the quarter for Central. Central still in a full-court press. Norfolk's going to have to inbound the ball and go full length of the court. Get the ball inbounds to Rican. Rican back to Schmidt. Schmidt still handling the ball for the Vikings. So they're to Braden Compton, and Compton got it blocked, but Grant Coleman was able to recover it. Gets the ball to Kester. Kester takes the three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Schmidt. And Schmidt just got called for his second personal foul. And that's the second personal foul in the third in the first team foul of the quarter for Raposi. Coming in the game for the Vikings is Peyton Seymour and Ethan Mansfield for Noah Kester and Austin Schmidt. Also in the game for Central is Jordan Hutnell for number 14, Kenyon Peoples. So Patterson's bringing the ball up the court for Central. Passes it over to Davion Smith. Smith back to Patterson. Over the corner there to Hutnell. Hutnell gives it back to Patterson. Patterson passes it over in the corner there to Kyler Hill. Hill gives it to Richardson. Richardson got it back out to Patterson. Patterson over to Hutnell. Hutnell takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Compton. Compton gets the ball out the court to Coleman, and they lost control of it. Richardson lays it on the glass. It's good. Landon Richardson, two-point basket. Score now is 18-9. Central, 4:17 left here in the second quarter. Mansfield nailing the ball for the Vikings. Mansfield takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Patterson. Get the ball over to Patterson. And rebounded by Mansfield. Mansfield's got the ball right now for Norposi. Gets the ball to Seymour. And it was knocked out away by Davion Smith. So it's going to be Norposi ball here with 3:49 left here, second quarter. 18-9 is the score. Central's beating Norposi by 9 points right now. Mansfield's got the ball right now for the Vikings. Gets it over to Kester. Nice ball handling there by Kester. Kester tries to go up with it. Late, no good. Rebounded by Patterson. Patterson gets it up court. Over in the corner there to Richardson. Richardson got it blocked by Stone Rican. Hill tried to lay one on the glass there. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Norposi. Central ball. 3:22 left here in the second quarter. Norposi still trails Central 18-9. Central got inbound the ball underneath their basket. Get back in the play here. So Patterson's inbound the ball for the Bears. He gets it up court to Richardson. Richardson takes a few dribbles, decides to back it up a little bit. And Richardson still handling the ball for the Bears. Passes it back out to Patterson. Patterson takes a three-point shot, and it goes in. It's good. Isaiah Patterson, three-point basket. 21-9 is your score. Central is leading with 2:57 left here in the first half. Mansfield gives the ball to Seymour. And Seymour just got called for double dribble. So another turnover. That's a costly turnover for the Vikings here at the 2:49 mark of the second quarter. Central has a 21-9 lead over the Vikings. Back in the game is Zaria Moore for Central. And coming out of the game is Jordan Hudnall for Central. Patterson gives the ball to Zaria Moore. Moore back to Patterson. Up court there to Kyler Hill. Hill tries to lay one on the glass. No good. And that's out of bounds off of Central. Coming in the game is Hudnall for Zaria Moore. Another substitution there. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here, second quarter. The score is Central 21, North Posey 9. North Posey gets the ball inbounds. Noah Kester's handling the ball for the Vikings. He got across the 10-second line. Kester gets the ball to Mansfield. And Mansfield just got called for traveling. He was going to take a shot up in the air and kind of came down and decided to hop back up. And that's when the referee called him for the traveling. So 2:15 left here in the second quarter. Got a 21-9 lead still. Patterson tailing the ball for Central. Gives it over to Zaria Moore. Moore back to Patterson. Isaiah Patterson still handling the ball. Took a couple dribbles and passed it back to Zaria Moore. Moore back to Patterson. Central's just trying to not let the clock out here. Down to 1:50 left here in the first half. This ball over to David Smith, or to Peoples in the corner. Back to David Smith. Over to Kyler Hill. Hill takes it, gives the ball to Smith. Back to Peoples. Peoples passing on the baseline there. Two more. Hill lays it on the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Kyler Hill. 23-9 is your score. 14 points. And Kester and Noah Kester just got called for a charging call. So that's going to be his first personal foul. And that'd be the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Landon Richardson's back in the game for Central. He came in the game for number 5, Zaria Moore. So Noah Kester got called for a charging call there. And we're back in the play here. Patterson ran the ball up the court for Central. He got across the 10-second line. We're down to 1:02 left here on the clock in the first half. Patterson passed it over to Hill. Hill takes a 3-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Peoples. And Peoples just passed it out to Davion Smith. Smith just nailed a 3-point basket. And that's for a 3-point basket. 26-9 is your score. And we got a foul here on Central, and that was on number 12, Landon Richardson. That's his second personal foul. That'd be the 13th foul of the quarter for Central. Jordan Hudnall's back in the game for Central. Mansfield inbounds the ball for the Vikings, gives it over to Kester. Kester gives it to Reakin. Reakin back to Kester. Kester takes a few dribbles here. Almost lost it. They would have bounced past it over to Mansell. We're down to 30 seconds left here in the first half. Mansell just about lost it to midcourt. And you got it. And we got it out of bounds on Central. And that's going to be off of North Posey. So it's going to be Central ball with 22.4 seconds left. 26-9 is your score. North Posey trails Central. So Patterson's bringing the ball to court. He got across the 10-second line. Patterson's going to hold the ball for the last shot down to 15 seconds, down to 12. 10 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Moore takes a shot in the air, balls it, and that is the half. At the end of the first half, Central leads by the score of 26-9 over North Posey. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Our Black Friday sale starts early at Expressway Jeep and runs all month long. That's an entire month to save on every pre-owned vehicle in stock, all priced to sell. All vehicles are clearly marked with discounted prices. You won't believe the savings. With prices drastically reduced across the lot, there's no better time to buy. But don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. Don't wait until Black Friday to start your vehicle shopping. See our Black Friday savings now at ExpressWayJeep.com. Black Friday, all month long, at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. We're at the halftime break right now. Central leads by the score of 26-9 over North Posey. Not looking too good right now for North Posey. The first quarter, Central outscored North Posey 12-7. North Posey stayed in it. Wasn't too bad, but they were down by as much as 7 points at 10-3, then fought back and only trailed 12-7 there at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter was kind of disastrous for North Posey. They only scored 2 points in the second quarter, and that was one basket by Braden Compton there at the beginning of the second quarter, and they've been on about a six-minute drought since that point. They've not scored any points for about 6 minutes going into this break. So Central's been on fire right now. They outscored the Vikings 14-2 in the second quarter, and now that's what we got, a score of 26-9. Leading the way for North Posey here at the first half. They only got two players to score so far. That is Austin Schmidt. He got 5 points. All five of his points were in the first quarter. And Brayden Compton's got 4 points. He had one basket each of the two quarters. So that's all the scoring for tonight for North Posey so far. For Central, they're led in scoring by Landon Richardson. He's got 7 points in the game. No, I'll take it back. They're led in scoring by Damian Smith. He's got 9 points in the game. He's got 4 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter. Then we'll go back to Landon Richardson. Richardson's got 7 points in the game. Then we got Kyler Hill with 5 points coming off the bench. Then we got Isaiah Patterson with 3 points and Zarian Moore with 2 points. And that's the scoring right now for Evansville Central. As for fouls right now, Central's got 7 fouls and North Posey's 3 here in the first half. But the one issue is the North Posey only got 3 fouls, but 2 of those fouls are on Austin Schmidt, and he's the key player and the only returning starter back from last year's team. So that's not good. So not looking good right now for the Vikings. So we're going to step away for a moment, but the halftime score, 26-9 Central over North Posey. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Viking basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Black Friday sales event going on now at Expressway Chevrolet. New 2024 Silverado or Sierra Crew Cab 4x4, 0% APR or $14,800 off MSRP. New 2025 Chevy Trax LT, $22,990. Visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana. Together, let's drive.
Price excludes tax, title, and 245.3 dealer retains all applicable rebates. Trade assistance available on 2010 on newer vehicles. 0% for 36 months and no payments for 90 days. Must be financed through GMF. Residential restrictions may apply. Excludes previous offer. See dealer for details.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. We're about 20 seconds away from the start of the third quarter. North Posey trails this game 26-9 here going into the third quarter. Not looking good right now for the Vikings, especially after they went scoreless without a point for the last 6 minutes of the first half. So, and Central went on a 14-2 run there to close out the second quarter. So it's not looking too hot right now for the Vikings. But hopefully Coach Seymour got into their jumped their butts a little bit, and hopefully we can get them motivated and we can get this game turned around a little bit. So we'll see what happens here. And we'll get the start of this game started up. So both teams are going back out on the court right now, and not sure who's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. And it looks like it's going to be North Posey ball. So it will be North Posey ball to start. Noah Kester going to inbound the ball at Nick Court. And we are back in play. It's ball inbounds to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt handling the ball for the Vikings. Schmidt passes back to Kester. Kester takes one dribble, bounce pass it over to Compton. Compton in the middle to Schmidt. And Schmidt just got fouled on a reach-in call there by Davian Smith. That'd be Smith's second personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for Central. 7:48 left here in third quarter. North Posey trails 26-9 if you're just joining us. Austin Schmidt inbound the ball for the Vikings. Gets it inbounds to Compton. Compton lost control of it and lost it to Davion Peoples. And Peoples laid it up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Kenyon Peoples. 28-9 is your score. Mansfield takes a shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Zarian Moore. Davion Smith lays on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Davion Smith. 39 is your score. 7:19 left here in the third quarter. Posey down 21 right now. 30-9. Kester gets the ball to Compton. Compton on the other side there to Reekin. Reekin passes it over to Schmidt. Schmidt outside the three-point line. Schmidt takes a few dribbles, passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield passes it to Compton. Way outside the three-point line, over to Kester. Kester bounce passes it to Schmidt. Schmidt takes one dribble, passes it to Reekin. Over in the baseline there to Mansfield. Mansfield back out to Kester. Kester gives the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Ethan Mansfield. 30-12 is your score. 6:25 left here, third quarter. North Posey's had in about 8 minutes. 8 minutes of play. And Richardson's got the ball, drives down Laner, lays one on the glass, no good. Rebounded by Stone Reekin. Reekin got the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt still handling the ball for the Vikings. Goes out, passes it to Kester. Kester just a three-point basket, no good. Rebounded by Zarian Moore. Moore gets the ball to Richardson. Richardson gets the ball to Davion Smith, and Smith just got fouled. Going up for the shot. And that foul is on. That foul is number 24, Braden Compton. That's his first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line is Davion Smith. Smith takes his first free throw shot. It is good. 31-12 is your score. 5:49 left here, third quarter. Smith gets her take a second free throw shot. Goes up. It's no good. Rolls out. Reekin got the ball, pass it over to Schmidt. Schmidt's got across the 10-second line. Schmidt tries to drive in the baseline there, passes out to Reekin. Reekin takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Richardson. Richardson goes past Reekin, lays it on the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Landon Richardson. Is your score. We got a timeout. We got a full timeout by North Posey. We're going to step away as well. 5:23 left here, third quarter. Navarre Posey trails 33-12 against Central. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. 5:23 left here, third quarter. Central leads 33-12 over North Posey. North Posey is struggling here tonight in this matchup. They're having a hard time getting up. Central's in a full court press. They're trapping North Posey and trapping North Posey in every corner, and North Posey's having a heck of a time just getting the ball court and stuff. So it's not looking good tonight for the Vikings right now. So they are trailing right now by 21 here in this game. And then Central just lost it. Stole it from North Posey. Zarian Moore tried to lay it up, and it was no good. And Noah Kester just threw it out of bounds. It's going to be Central ball. 5:13 left here in the third quarter. Central's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. So it's going to be Isaiah Patterson inbound the ball for Central underneath their basket. Gets it over to Landon Richardson. Richardson gets in the middle to Davion Smith. Smith lays it on the glass center. No good. Rebound it by Noah Kester. Kester bringing the ball to court for the Vikings. Kester gives the ball out to Reakin. Reakin back to Kester. He passes it back out to Mansfield. Mansfield over to Schmidt. Mansfield takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Noah Kester. And we got a kick ball there on Landon Richardson for Central. So it's going to be North Posey ball here. 4:44 left here in the third quarter. Vikings still trail by 21 points. Austin Schmidt's got inbound the ball for the Vikings. They get it inbounds to Stone Reakin. Reakin passes over to Mansell, back to Schmidt. Schmidt takes a few dribbles, still handling the ball for the Vikings. Almost lost control of it. Passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield gives the ball top of the key to Reakin over to Schmidt. Schmidt gives the ball to Kester. Kester bounce passes it to Reakin. Reakin passes it to Compton. Over to Kester. Kester bounce passes in the middle there to Reakin. Reakin goes up with it. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Zarian Moore. Moore tried to pass it up court, and it was knocked away by Mansfield. Nice pass there by Schmidt. A back beyond the back pass, and Noah Kester made the basket. So the score now is 33-14 Central. Nice pass there by Austin Schmidt. Richardson's got the ball for Central. Pass around the corner there to Davion Smith on the baseline. They get in the middle there to Landon, or Isaiah Patterson. Patterson lays it up the glass, and that's good. Two-point basket by Isaiah Patterson. 35-14 is your score. 3:21 left here in the third quarter. Austin Schmidt tried to drive down the lane there, and it bounced right off his leg, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be Central ball. Kyler Hill's in the game now for Isaiah Patterson. So bringing the ball to court is Davion Smith for Central. Smith still handling the ball, passes it to Landon Richardson. Richardson still dribbling the ball, passes it over to Zarian Moore. Moore to Kyler Hill. Hill gives the ball to Peoples. Peoples to Smith. Smith tries to drive in the lane there. goes up with it. Got it blocked by Reekin. Reekin threw the ball to court to Mansfield. Mansfield goes up with it. Lays on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Ethan Mansfield. 35-16 is your score. 2:36 left here, third quarter. Zaria Moore handling the ball for the Bears. Tries to lay it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Zaria Moore. 37-16 is your score. 2:20 left here, third quarter. Stone Reekins handling the ball for the Vikings. Gets across 10-second line. And he's got a stolen by Zaria Moore, and Moore just laid it up on the glass. Good. Two-point layup there by Zaria Moore. 39-16 is your score. Peyton Seymour. Val got a stolen away, and he did. He got it stolen by Peoples. Peoples got the ball to Richardson. Zaria Moore handled the ball, passed it over to Peoples. Peoples back to Moore. Moore passes it to Kyler Hill. Hill takes a few dribbles. Hill still handling the ball. Pat hands it off to Richardson. Richardson still dribbling outside the three-point line. And he's got it stolen away by Mansfield. Mansfield goes up the court to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Austin Schmidt. 39-18 is your score. 1:12 left here, third quarter. Smith handling the ball for Central. He tries to go up with it. No good. And it went off of a North Posey player, and it's going to be Central ball. Back in the game for North Posey is number 11, Grant Coleman, and number 12, Noah Kester. Coming out of the game is Stone Reekin and Braden Compton. So North Posey going with a smaller lineup. In the game for Central is Jordan Hudnall and number 33, Wyatt Plitzky. Patterson took a three-point shot, rebounded by Mansfield. Mansfield's bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gets the ball to Peyton Seymour. Seymour lays it up. It's good. Peyton Seymour, two-point basket. 39-20 is your score. Patterson gets the ball to Landon Richardson. Richardson bounce passes in the middle there to Plisky. Plisky throws up with it. No good. Rebounded by Grant Coleman. Coleman gets the ball to Schmidt. Schmidt gets across 10-second line. Schmidt drives in Laner, and Schmidt just got fouled by Landon Richardson. That would be Richardson's third personal foul. That would be the second team foul of the quarter for Central. 27.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. North Posey trails 39-20. In the game now for Central is number one, Derek Buckner. His first appearance in the game tonight. Schmidt. Inbounds the ball for North Posey. Gets it over to Mansfield. Mansfield back to Schmidt. Schmidt just lost control of it. Gets the ball up to Buckner. Buckner tried to lay it up. No good. Rebounded by Mansfield. Mansfield's got the ball right now. Down to 15 seconds left on the clock here. Mansell still handling it. Hands it off to Schmidt. Over to Coleman. Coleman takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded. And that's the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, North Posey Trail Central, 39-20. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking basketball.
Why wait for Black Friday? At Expressway Jeep, the savings start now with Black Friday all month long. Like a new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, only $59,990. Save over $10,000. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $49,790. Save over $9,000. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,450. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax title on 245.3. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice.
So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. Chris Moreland bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. 39-20 Central leads here at the start of the fourth quarter. Central's going to get the ball to start the quarter. Isaiah Patterson brought across the 10-second line for the Bears. He passes it to Landon Richardson. Richardson hands it off to Zarian Moore. Moore still dribbling the ball for the Bears. Passes it over to Davion Smith. Smith passes it to Richardson. Richardson to Peoples. Peoples gives the ball to Patterson. Isaiah Patterson's handling it right now for the Bears. He decides to pass it back out to Davion Smith. Smith back to Patterson. Patterson in the middle to Peoples. Peoples goes up with it, and he's going to get fouled, and he's going to go to line. He just made the basket, and he's going to go to line for the three-point play. 41-24. 7:27 left here, fourth quarter. That's Peyton Seymour's first personal foul and the first team foul of the quarter for Marposi. Going to the line is Kenyon Peoples. Peoples going to take his free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So he got the three-point play there on that. 42-20 is your score. And the game for Marposi is Stone Rican for Ethan Mansfield. So we get down to 7:27 left here. North Posey trails by 22 points at 42-20. Austin Smith's got the ball for the Vikings. Oh, wow. This is getting out of hand. Schmidt's got the ball, takes a shot. Up back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Peoples. And we got officials timeout here for a minute. I don't know what happened. Looked like Davion Smith got hit pretty hard there, but he took a shot. He nailed Stone Rican pretty hard too as well, but it looked like he got the worst of it on that play. So it looks like he's going to come out of the game on there. He's going back to the medical facility, the medical room there. So he's out of the game right now. Coming in the game is Kyler Hill for Central. Patterson's got the ball for the Bears. Bounce passes it to Kenny Peoples. And Peoples just knocked Seymour out of the way, but they didn't call a foul on it. And Grant Coleman just got the rebound and lost it to Zarian Moore. And Moore laid it up. It's good. Zarian Moore, two-point basket. 44-20 is your game. 6:34 left here in the fourth quarter. Coleman gets the ball to Stone Rican. In the middle to Schmidt. And Schmidt just got fouled by Zarian Moore. That'd be Moore's third personal foul. And that will be the first team foul of the quarter of 4 Central. Game's getting a little bit rough now between both schools. It's getting a little bit out of control there. But Schmidt takes his first free throw shot. He misses it. Not good tonight for Austin Schmidt. He's 0 for 3 now at the free throw line tonight. He's got 7 points in the game. He leads the Vikings in scoring. But he's 0 for 3 tonight at the free throw line. Takes a second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. He nailed that one. So he's got 8 points in the game now. 44-21 is your score. Kyler Hill goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Seymour. And Seymour just got fouled pretty hard there. I hope they... I'm trying to see what they call it on. That foul was on number 14, Kenyon Peoples. That's his second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Central. Opponent's going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. They're going to inbound the ball underneath the Central basket. They get it inbounds to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt got to cross the 10-second line. Gives it to Mansfield. Mansfield takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Richardson. Richardson gets the ball at the court to Hill. Hill takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Stone Rican. Freakin gets the ball to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt brings it up to court to the Vikings. Down to 5:52 left here in this game. Freakin pass it over to Peyton Seymour. Gets the ball to Freakin. Freakin takes a three-point shot. It's good. Stone Freakin, three-point basket. 44-24 is your score. 5:34 left here in this matchup. Patterson handling the ball for Central. Patterson tries to drive in there with it. He goes up with it, lays it on the glass. It's good. Isaiah Patterson, two-point basket. 46-24 is your score. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 24, Brayden Compton, for Peyton Seymour. Noah Kester's bringing the ball up the court for the Vikings. Bounce passes it to Austin Schmidt. Schmidt almost lost it. Gives the ball out to Stone Freakin. Freakin takes a three-point shot. No good. Up to Schmidt. And Schmidt was able to get the two-point basket. 46-26 is your score now. So nice little bank shot there by Austin Schmidt. And we got a timeout here. And we got a full timeout here by Central. 46-26 Central leads. 4:46 left here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Viking basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Central Gymnasium between the North Posey Vikings and the Central Bears. 4:46 left here, fourth quarter. Central leads 46-26 over North Posey. Not a good opening game of the season for the Vikings. They have looked a lot better here in the second half, but that second quarter is what really doomed North Posey, getting outscored 14 to 2 in that second quarter and going on a 6-minute drought to end the first half. So that was pretty much a game changer so far in this matchup. But North Posey only lost the third quarter 13-11. And right now here in the fourth quarter, Central's up 7-6 here in the fourth quarter. So Kyler Hill's got the ball for Central, gives it up to Landon Richardson in the middle. He tried to bounce past to Davion Smith and it went out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. 4:39 left here in the fourth quarter. Austin Schmidt's got the ball for the Vikings. Going to bring up the court. Schmidt gets across the 10-second line. Passes it to Noah Kester. Kester bounce passes it to Compton outside and Compton just lost it to number 33, Wyatt Plisky. Plisky just got the two-point basket. 48-26 is your score. So Kester's got the ball, gets it up to Freakin. Freakin tried to drive the baseline, pass it out to Schmidt. Schmidt's outside the three-point line. Schmidt lost it. Lost it. Compton just threw it away to Davion Smith. And North Posey player just hit. Touched the ball and knocked it out of bounds here at the 3:51 mark of the fourth quarter. So it's going to be Central ball here. We come back into play. Landon Richardson inbound the ball. He's going to take a three-point shot. Goes up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Plitsky. Plitsky took a shot. No good. Rebounded by Stone Freakin. Mansfield's got the ball. Pass it over to Schmidt. Schmidt goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Schmidt, got his own rebound. And Schmidt just got called, or Schmidt got fouled by number 33, Wyatt Plisky. That would be Plisky's first personal foul. That would be the 14th foul of the quarter for Central. Number five, Zarian Moore is coming in the game for Kenyon Peoples. So Schmidt got the ball. Mansfield takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Ethan Mansfield, three-point basket. 48-29 is your score. 3:15 left here in this matchup. Tyler Hill gives the ball in the middle to Landon Richardson. Richardson lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Landon Richardson. 50-29 is your score. 2:55 left here in the game. Kester gets the ball to Mansfield. Mansfield out to Compton. Compton passes over to Schmidt. Schmidt passes it to Kester. Kester bounce passes it to Mansfield. Mansfield tried to throw in the middle there to Compton, and it got knocked out of bounds by Wyatt Polisky. So it's going to be North Posey ball here with 2:40 left in the game. North Posey trails Central 50-29. In the game now is Jordan Hudnall for number 21, Davion Smith. Mansfield's got the ball for the Vikings. He gets it. He tried. Zarian Moore stole the ball, and Mansfield tried to recover it, and Mansfield couldn't recover it and went off his leg and went out of bounds. So it's going to be Central ball. In the game now is Aiden Vega, number 4 for Central. He's in the game now for Zarian Moore. And also in the game is number 2, Cameron Patterson. So Central's unloading their bench right now with players that haven't got in the game yet. Tyler Hill just took a three-point shot, and he just got fouled, and he's going to go to line for three free throw shots. He was just fouled by Stone Reekin. Not a good night for the North Posey basketball team. So Kyler Hill's going to go to the line for three free throw shots here at the 2:31 mark of the game. Hill takes his first free throw shot. It is good. 51-29 is your score. Hill takes his second free throw shot. It's going up, and it's also good. Score now is 52-29. Hill takes his third free throw shot. Goes up. It's also good. So he goes 3 for 3 there at the line. On that play, 53-29 is your score. Hill comes out of the game. Derek Buckner comes back in the game for Central. Schmidt gives the ball to Kester. Kester gives them to Schmidt, goes up with it. And Reekin tried to make a shot, and he got blocked by Hudnall. Central's got the ball. Hudnall takes a three-point shot. It goes up. It's good. Jordan Hudnall. Three-point basket. 56-29 is your score. 1:53 left here in this game. Compton lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Braden Compton. 56-31 is your score. We're posing timeout just to put in some substitutions. So in the game is Seth Gentile, Trey Beaker, Grant Coleman, looks like Carter Schickel in the game as well. So in Romanesi. So rebounded by Carter Schickel. So North Posey just cleared their bench out. We're down to 1:14 left here in the game. Carter Schickel's got the ball. Coleman got the ball. Gives it to Beaker. Gentile's got it. Back to Beaker. Trey Beakers goes up with it. Good. 2-point basket by Trey Beakers. 56-33 is your score. 37 seconds left here in this game. Vega's got the ball. Aiden Vega. Vega just lost it. Carter Schickel recovered the ball. Gives it to Sutton until Gentile gets it across the 10-second line. Gentile gets the ball in the corner there to Grant Coleman. Coleman passes it to Essien. He threw it out of bounds. Going to be central ball. 18.4 seconds left in the game. 56-33 is your score. 18.4 seconds left. Buckner's going to inbound the ball to number two, Patterson. Cameron Patterson. Patterson handling the ball. Just walking it up the court. Down to 13 seconds left in the clock. Patterson being guarded by Trey Beaker. Beaker almost stole it from him. Hudnall handling the ball right now for the Bears. Hudnall tries to go up with it, and he missed it. And that is your game. Final score. Central wins 56, North Posey 33. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Viking Basketball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
If you're building or remodeling, then you need a pro. Contact Brad at Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. Let Brad increase the energy efficiency of your home by installing an HVAC system and spray foam insulation at the same time. And Brad's your go-to expert with 24 years experience diagnosing and repairing all brands. Commercial refrigeration is available too. Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation. 7242 Main Street in Wadesville. Call Brad at 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland. I brought you tonight's game. Final score, Central beat North Posey 56-33. North Posey falls to 0-1 on the season, while Central improves to 1-0 on the year. Break down the scores by quarter. Central won the first quarter 12-7, taking an early lead. Then North Posey went cold there in the second quarter, going on a six-minute drought to end the first half, and they were outscored 14-2 in the second quarter to trail 26-9 at the halftime break. Central won the third quarter 13-11 and took a 39-20 lead on North Posey to end the third quarter. As for the fourth quarter, Central won that as well, 17-13, to make it a final score of 56-33 over the Vikings. Scoring totals for tonight's game, individual scoring totals for tonight's game. Leading the way for Central was Davion Smith. He scored a game-high 12 points. Landon Richardson had 11 points. Zarian Moore had 8 points. Then we got Kyler Hill had 8 points. Isaiah Patterson with 7. Kenyon Peoples with 5. Jordan Hudnall with 3. Wyatt Pliske with 2. And that was the scoring tonight for Central. For North Posey, leading them tonight in scoring was Austin Schmidt with 10 points. Braden Compton had Ethan Mansfield had 8 points. All 8 of his points were in the second half. Braden Compton ended up with 6 points. Stone Reakin had 3 points. Noah Kessler with 2 points. Trey Beaker with 2 points. And Peyton Seymour with 2 points. And that is the scoring totals for tonight's game for the Vikings. So final score again, 56-33. Central beat North Posey to start the season off at 0-1 for the Vikings. Thanks for listening to us tonight on WPIW. We'll be back again this Friday night up at Washington at the Hatchet House when the Vikings take on the Washington Hatchets. We'll bring that game to you live as well on WPIW. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be back again on Friday night. Until then, have a great evening.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.